This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the MET's Applied and Health Sciences faculty leads university research drive and family denies drug selling claims against tow truck operator. Time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences at Mangosuthu University of Technology has taken a leading role in advancing the institution's research agenda following a call from Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Rashila Songa during the launch of the VC Research Vlog series on 23 July 2026. Professor Alfred Dumsomi, Dean of the faculty, has mobilized academics to prioritize research as a central part of their professional responsibilities, positioning it as key to the university's future growth and visibility. The faculty features prominently in the inaugural vlog series, with 7 of the 10 showcased researchers coming from applied and health sciences. Their work spans critical areas including indigenous knowledge and healthcare, the relationship between indigenous plants and Western medicine, food security, biotechnology, digital innovation, and the revitalization of indigenous food systems. Other featured researchers from across MUT are addressing artificial intelligence in healthcare, sustainable energy, and climate resilient communities. Professor Msomi has encouraged faculty members to use the platform to highlight the community impact of their work and to strengthen public understanding of MUT's contribution to local and national development. In other news, Gregory Loftus has told the Madlanga Commission that he believes his son, Bevan Loftus, was murdered in cold blood during what was presented as a legitimate police operation. Bevan Loftus, a tow truck operator, was killed on 1 April 2023. Testifying on Wednesday, Gregory Loftus said his son and 4 friends had been in hiding after receiving warnings that Captain Dina Govender of the SAPS intended to kill him. The commission heard evidence alleging that a 2.5 million hit on Bevan's life was arranged by his business rival, Clive Naker, and allegedly carried out by the cash in transit task team led by Govender. The Madlanga Commission is currently probing allegations of hit squad operating in KwaZulu-Natal, said to consist of SAPS members who commit extrajudicial killings targeting a CIT robbery suspect, taxi operators, and drug syndicates under the guise of task teams. Gregory Loftus told the commission he believes his son was targeted due to competition in the tow truck industry and links made to Naker, who is described as an alleged drug dealer.
Gregory Loftus says police harassment and intimidation of his son began in 2022, the same year the family was informed of a 2.5 million hit that was placed on Bevan's life. Bevan was killed during a KwaZulu-Natal CIT task team operation in April 2023. Loftus says the allegations that his son and his associates were involved in drugs were a cover-up by police to justify hunting him down.
And finally, Grammy-winning South African artist Zak Swantwini has released his new double single Impatient and You Never Know on global electronic label Anjuna Deep. Impatient features fellow SA star Sanel musician and emerging vocalist Kiss Kiss Kiss, while You Never Know is with South African-born London-based producer Jordan Arts. The release marks another step in Bantwini's international push following the 2023 Grammy win for Bayete and the success of Osama, which has over 60 million streams. Anjuna Deep, known for Melodic and progressive electronic music was founded in 2005 and has become a major platform in the global scene. New weather reports this morning. Let's look at Durban sitting on 20, Estcourt on 16, and Giant Castle on 15. Iqaluit 20, Kokstad 17, Ladysmith 17, and Margate 20. Moy River 16, Newcastle 15, Pietermaritzburg 20 degrees, Port Shefting 20 degrees, Richards Bay 20 degrees, Richmond 19 degrees, St. Lucia, Australia 20 degrees with a 10% chance of rain, and Lulundi 19 degrees, Underberg 15 degrees, and lastly Fryhead on 17 degrees Celsius. A recap of the top stories this hour. The MUT's Applied and Health Sciences faculty leads university research drive and family denies drug selling claims against tow truck operator. That is all from me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at the top of the hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.